Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Behar Chukosai Chazak. The last pasuk in Haftarah. Refa'eni Hashem ve'erofei. Heal me Hashem and I will be healed. Hoshieni, help me. Ve'ivashe and I will be helped. Ki sihilasi ata. Because you are the only one who I trust in. You are the one who I boast about. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help me. I know it's you. I know nobody else. Like it says earlier in the Haftarah, Baruch HaGever Sheyiftach B'Hashem, Mahoya Hashem Yiftachoy. Hashem, I trust in you and only in you. Someone told me recently, he was at a Sheva Brachas, somebody got up and said, Hashem didn't help me raise his child. Everyone looked at him in shock. He said, Hashem didn't help me. Hashem did everything. Baruch HaGever Sheyiftach B'Hashem, Mahoya Hashem Yiftachoy. So you also be say, Ki Silasi Ota. We all know only it's you. We'd like to speak about this pasuk today, and of course we're going to speak about the bracha in Shmoneh Esrei. I will first, Mirtz Hashem, say a short dvar halacha concerning the bracha in Shmoneh Esrei and this pasuk. And then, Mirtz Hashem, we're going to speak today about the double lashon. What does it mean, Refa'eni Hashem, ve'erofei? Hoshieni, help me, v'nivashe, and I'll be helped. Obviously, if Hashem heals me, I'll be healed. So could have just said, Refa'eni Hashem, kitzilasi ata. Refa'eni Hashem, hoshieni. Why does it have to repeat and say, ve'erofei? Or Yivashaya. And the same question in Shmoneh Esrei, why do we say Refa'inu Hashem v'nei rofei Hashienu v'nei vashaya? So Mirtz Hashem, we're going to speak about the double lashon, but first a short dvar halacha. The Rif brings it the Sefta at the end of the second parak in Megillah that says that any pasuk which is written in lashon yachid, the Sefta says one is not allowed to repeat it in lashon rabim. Or if a pasuk is written in lashon rabim, you're not allowed to say it over in lashon yachid. So the Rush brings us this Sefta and asks, how are Anshikas Zagdala Mesakim for us, the Bracha Refa'inu in Shmoneh Esrei, when the Pasik in Yirmiyah is Lashon Yachid, Refa'ini Hashem Ve'Rafei, Yirmiyah not be speaking Lashon Yachid. Whereas in Shmoneh Esrei, it was changed to Lashon Rabim. How are we allowed to do that? So the Torah brings two Terutzim. The Torah Kuf Design brings two Terutzim. One Teretz from the Ramah. The Ramah says, the only time one is not allowed to change a pasuk from Yochid to Rabim or from Rabim to Yochid is when the person is translating the pasuk. Let's say someone's being Matargame or someone's giving a class and he's translating the pasuk. You have to be very careful to translate it correctly. If it was in Yochid or Rabim, in single tense or plural tense, keep to what the pasuk says. Don't invent your own scripture. However, says the Ramah, if you are adapting a pasuk to make it into a tefillah, you have free rein, you could change it from Rabim to Yochid, any tense you want, you can change the form if you're turning it into a tefillah. Whereas if you're learning it, studying the pasuk, reading the pasuk, it has to stay the same. That is a teretz of the Ramah. The Rush brings Rabbeinu Yoina, another teretz, that the only time it's usher to change Yochid to Rabim is if you're doing it to the whole parak, a whole piece, a whole capital from a pay to a pay, some whatever, the whole shtickle, bunch of psukim. But one pasuk that you're changing is no isser. That's the teretz that Rabbeinu Yoni says that the rush brings. Now, the Taz says, a nafkamina between these two terusim, what will be in Havdalah, we say, Hine kel Yeshua, si evtach v'loy evchad, ki ozi v'zim eskar, v'hili Yeshua. What if somebody wants to change that pasuk? He looks around, there's a big crowd came to hear him say Havdalah. He wanted to change the pasuk, Hine, to Lashon Rabim. So he says, Hine, Kel Yeshua Seinu. Here, I'm going to try to figure this out with you. Kel Yeshua Seinu. Niftach, V'loi Nefached, Ki, Azeinu, V'zimaseinu, Ka, V'hila, V'hilanu, La'ishienu, something like that, right? He wanted to change from Yochid to Rabim. Is it Mutter? So the Taz says, in Kuf Tezayin, that it'll be Tali. If you go with the Teretz of a whole piece, like the Rabbeinu Yoni says, only usher when you change a whole piece. Here is still one pasuk, so you will be allowed to change it. It's okay, you could change your Havdalah if you want to do it. However, we're chayshish for the Ramah. The Ramah says, only if you're changing into a tefillah. This pasuk is not a tefillah. It is speaking about the past. Vayihi li Yishua. It's speaking about what happened in the past. It's not about kosh on the asid, and therefore one is not allowed to change it. Azayz HaKataz. The Primogadim actually brings, there's a big machlaikis, the Lashon of the Ramah, Lavush, and El Yerabba. If the two terutzim argue on each other, Taka, or if each one agrees to the chumrah of the other one, Or is each one agreed to the kula of the other one? Prima Gadim discusses, brings a whole bunch of shitas about this. So halacha l'maisa, I don't know, if it's not necessary, then don't mess with the psukim. Ashkes Adela did it for you, you're safe. If you have both the terim, it's a shor mutter. So if you're not doing a whole parak, only doing part of a parak, and you're also changing into tefillah, it will be mutter according to everybody. Okay, that was a short dvar halacha about how this pasuk was changed into become part of Shmoneh Esrei. And now we'd like to speak about the main event, which is a double lashon, Refa'ini Hashem Ve'erafei, or in Shmoneh Esrei, Refa'inu Hashem Ve'erafei. So I'd like to share with you today four terutzim, and some of them are maybe comprised of a few little mini terutzim, kind of like a Shtayim Shein Arba over here. So first of all, the Chavetz Chaim, and I looked in the Sefer Oitzes Mefarshi Atfila, I got some of the terutzim from that Sefer. I got some of what I'm saying from a Sefer called Maseches Shel Tefila, and some of them we were zechet to find. Okay, so Chavetz Chaim in the Sefer Chaim Pa'olav, he says that there's a difference between a human doctor and Hashem when he's a doctor. By human doctor, it says v'rapa yirapei. What's a double lashon v'rapa yirapei? So Chavetz Chaim says that the doctor examines the patient, takes a while, tries to figure out, there's tests, sends him back for more tests to figure out exactly what the problem is, what this guy's suffering from. Keeps sending him back. Finally, he says, "Okay, I got it. I know what you have." Starts treating him. He sees it doesn't go right. He says, "No, that's obviously not what you have. We have to try something else." V'rapa yirapei. He keeps trying different refuahs over and over again until he gets the right one. But when the Baruch Shem is merape, yishlach dvaroi v'yirpayim. In one shot, it's done. Yishlach dvaroi v'Hashem comes down, v'yirpayim is healed. That's why we say, v'eini Hashem v'eirafei. You heal me, Hashem, and I'll be healed in one go. Zazak the Chavetz Chaim. Similarly, the Chasam Sofer in the Haftarah, in Taras Maisha, and the Chasam Sofer and the Haftarah on this week's Parashah Mechukaisai speaks on this pasuk and says, that when a human heals, even if he heals, you don't know that it's forever. A malach does something, a shliach, or a person, a doctor, or a malach that Hashem sends, it's temporarily. However, temporary. Masha Inkin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whenever Rabbi Yisrael does something, it's forever. Tzvah Elokim Yochim L'Olam. So we say, Refa'inu Hashem, says the Chasam Sofer, Ve'ei Rafa, and I know I'll be healed forever. If you heal me, I'm healed. That's the Chasam Sofer. A third knech, I'm still in the first malach. A third knech, I heard from my aunt, Rebbetzin Tamar Eisenberger, Aleha Shalom. I don't know if she said it from somewhere or not before she was nifter, Aleha Shalom. She was sick with a machla, and she told me that when I was a bacher back then, she said, when a doctor heals, there's side effects. She was getting chemo, and there's terrible yisurim, and nauseousness, and hear loss, and many others. If you ever take the, if you ever bored, and you're in the bathroom anyways, you know, just go read the possible side effects or danger effects, Tylenol, to Nurofen, to anything you might have in the closet. It's very exciting. The person might explode. Eyeballs might fall out. A lot of dangerous things. I think actually people, you know, were concerned. I'm out here. I'm not giving a medical report. People are concerned about side effects from coronavirus. Everyone should be well. Everyone should do the right thing. But, you know, they said, oh, this amount of people die. Check every medicine. There's lots of scary stuff going on. So she said, when the Rabbi Shalom heals, there's no side effect. It's kulay refuah, kulay type. The fa'eni Hashem ve'irafe, it's in gantin, it's all healing. There's no side effects. So this is the first mahalach we would like to say today. Is, again, the double lashon is going on the type of refuah which comes from Rabbi Shalom. Chavetz Chaim says, it will be done in one go. Chasam Sofer says will be forever, and my aunt Aleha Shalom taught me that there will be no side effects. That's one mahalach and a double lashon. Next mahalach we want to say is Rav Shmuelke from Nicholsburg, who they bring in the Sefer Al Torah. He says we know there's a cloud whenever a yid has a tzara. The Gemara tells us Hashem says Kalani Miroshi. Hashem says Kaviyachal Amasum in pain. Imoy Anoichi v'tzara. So we say, Refa'ini Hashem ve'irafei, says a double lashon is teaching us. Kadosh Baruch Hu will heal me, and then I know that you will be healed with me, ve'irafei, will be healed together. Refa'ini Hashem ve'neirafei, it goes better with the lashon of the, not the pasuk so much, with the lashon of the siddur, it goes better, the lashon of the tefillah, of the rabbin. Refa'ini Hashem means me and you, ve'neirafei, and we'll both be healed at Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is a beautiful mahalach from Rosh Malka. The Rebbein Shalom is also suffering. I think we're only one. Every time a yid is having a hard time, the Rebbein Shalom is hoping that we're going to get better, hoping we deserve to get better, because the Rebbein Shalom also is kaviyachol suffering along with us. Similar to this from Shmelka, the Chida in Chaimas Inach an Yemiya on our Pasuk in the Haftarah, and a few other places, the Chida says that we know that the real medicine is not to deal with the symptoms, but to deal with the source of the problem. Why is a person getting this rash? Why is he getting the fever? Don't just bring down the fever, find out what the sickness is. So he says that every machla of the guf is because of some machla of the nefesh inside. There's a problem with the nefesh. And therefore, Pasuk says, "Refaini Hashem, Hashem, heal me, heal my nefesh problem, help me do tshuva, help me come back to you, Ve'irafi, and then I know my physical ailment will go away." So we just had this second mahalach right now of Rav Shmelka together with the Chida, that it means either the Rabbi Shalom's kaviyachol distraught at the yid being in sorrow will go away, or the physical pain of the yid will go away after his spiritual pain is healed. We're now going to go to the third mahalach that we want to say. It's a little similar to what we said from the Chida, but it gets its own mahalach. What exactly is the bracha Refa'inu going on? So if you look at the Gemara Megillah Daf Yedzayin, where the Gemara speaks about the order of the brachas Hashmoneh Esrei, it definitely sounds like it's speaking about physical sicknesses. If you look in the Mefarshim on the Haftarah in Yirmiyah, it definitely sounds like it's going on a spiritual sicknesses, machlas ha-nefesh. And the truth is, this is where I looked a little bit in that sefer I mentioned, Mesechus Shal Tefillah. So the sefer Mesechus Shal Tefillah brings from the sefer Abatim, who's a Rishon, who says that you are davening for Tzarchei HaGuf, but that will help you for Shleimus HaNefesh. So he learns it's going on both. The Seder HaYoim says that the Iker Kavanah should be, we should be healthy in order to be Isaac with Tyrus. So again, he got both into one blow. In other words, we want to have a Refuas HaGuf in order that we should go and become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Reishis Chachma in Sharat Tshuva says that real main machlis, main sicknesses, are refuas of the nefesh, bad midos. And therefore, when you say refa'inu, you should have this in mind to take care of the sicknesses of the nefesh. The Yisoid v'shayrish ha'avayda, when he's going through Shmoneh Esrei, he says that your main kavanah should be for refuas of nefesh, but of course he says you should also have in mind all the sick people, and you mekayim the mitzvah of rehafta l'reyacha kamoicha. If so, we can say, based on what we just said, another mahalach, that Refa'inu Hashem v'nei rafi, the double lashon means, Refa'inu Hashem, Hashem, please take care of my physical sickness, the opposite of what we said from the Chizah, take care of my physical sickness, Hashem, v'nei rafi, and once you take care of my physical sickness, Hashem, then I know that I'm going to get closer to you, I'm going to appreciate you, kisilasi ata, kisilaseinu ata, I'm going to know it's you, and I'm going to get closer. I'm going to be chayzi b'tshuva. Just help me, take me out of my problems, Hashem, so I can go back and serve you. The Divrei Chaim Tzanzer, Ala Torah. In 2 weeks ago's parsha, he says when the pasuk says v'shmartem mo'ed nafshisechem and v'chay bahem, he's masber that really, you know, the non-religious go around and point a finger when they know a little bit Hebrew. The Israelis, they'll point to you and they say, oh, Mishmartem, Mo'od, Nashotechem, why are you doing this, why are you doing that? The truth is, if you really take a chumash, you look in the Pasuk, Mishmartem, Mo'od, Nashotechem, the Pasuk Shat of the Psukim, even if you're not Pekiris, is speaking about spiritual protection, speaking about keep yourself spiritually fit. Look in the Psukim. That's how the Pasuk Shat and all the Mepharshim explain it. That's really the simple way. The Gemara says, Mishmartem, Mo'od, Nashotechem, is a remez and a smachta also to stay healthy and not do dangerous things. So it's a halacha. And Chaim Sanders says this drasha that you should watch your health and the pashup shot, you should watch your spiritual, go together. Because the reason why we watch our health, our diligence in staying healthy is in order to be able to serve our HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be able to live the proper spiritual life. We stay healthy. Now with our group, we go serve our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The two go together. They're not a stira whatsoever. So we can say, "V'meilu that's pshat refa'eni Hashem ve'irafe." Kadosh Baruch Hu, heal me from my physical issues, ve'irafe, and then I will be able to be healed You'll help me be healed from my spiritual lessons. I'll be able to go along and serve you better. But Kol Zman, I have Yisurim. Chaviv Alecha Yisurim. Gemara says in Brachas, very often Yisurim take a person away. The Bittul Torah, Bittul Tefillah, he can't be a Yid the way he's supposed to. So Feini Hashem, the Irafi should go back and serve you. So the third Mahach that we're saying is, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, help me be healed from my physical issues, the Irafi, and then I will be able to serve you spiritually. Hoshiyeni, help me, Yivashay, and then I'll be able to go along and serve you spiritually. Kitzilasiyat, and I'll realize that Hakadosh Baruch Hu, everything is you. Priyasecha Anachnu. The fourth Mahach you want to say today, fourth and final Mahalach, the Rebbe Yitzchak Eibeshitz in his Pirish on Hatayra and Avos Yonison, who says that the Navi was given a job to go around and give Musar, speak about punishments, and he says, you know, if Klai Yisrael do tshuva, then I feel like there's a point to everything I'm doing. All the tzar I'm causing them is worth it if they're going to be chayzeh b'tshuva. But if tzaris come, 45 people are nifter, many, many people are wounded, hundreds of people are sitting shiva, hundreds of people sitting shiva, and we don't change, says the Navi, what was the point of it all? What did I gain? I feel terrible, says the Navi. I'm going along and telling people to do things, nothing changing. So he says, Rafa'eni, says Rabbeinu Yitzchak Eibeshitz, Rafa'enu Hashem v'neirafe, Rafa'eni yudke vavke v'eirafe, Kadosh Baruch Hu, help them change their lives, become better people, and then I will also feel better about my whole job. There's a point to everything I'm doing. So to summarize, we had four main mahalchim. One mahalch was speaking about the unique properties involved in HaKadosh Baruch Hu heals. It's a different type of refuah. It's something which is stronger, lasts forever with no side effects. Then we had the mahalch that it helps Kaba Yochel the Shechina, and it helps Kaba Yochel your spirituality to become better. Then we had the third mahalch, that once we are healed in the physical sense, then we'll be able to go on and become bigger Ovdei Hashem. And we have the fourth Mahalach, that the Navi feels like it's worthwhile, it's okay to get patched if we're going to change our lives. But if not, Chas V'Shalom, then it's just such, it's so sad, the patch that you're getting. Rifaini Hashem Ve'irafe, you should deal with all of that. V'Hashem should help us, we should wake up, we should have Kavana, we should daven, and have everyone should zechet the Fuas HaNefesh, Saguf, the Seich, Sharech Al Yisrael, Hashem should send a refuah to all of Klai Yisrael, and here of Yamenu, the Chavis.